We're up to Daf Chav Gimel Beis on the bottom of the page. So we had a machlikes Rav Meir and Rabbanan regarding if you can give something to your eved or to your wife, and the balabos has no connection. Rav Shesha says that if you gave it stam, everyone agrees that it goes to the husband or to the master. If you gave it on the condition that you shouldn't, the machlikes Rav Meir says, as soon as you said kini, it belongs to the master, and then you make a tanya after too late. Rabbi Lozal Amir learned that no, even then everyone agrees you could make it tonight. The machlekes is where say everyone agrees you can't. So it's like kini, it belongs to the master or the husband. The machlekes is when you said to him, I'm giving you this money only for one purpose, for chedus. Says the Gemara, I have a problem. I made. But Rami, Rabbon, on the bottom of the page, the top of the next page. Tanya, the Braisa, ein isha, a woman cannot pay the redeem masa sheni. The din is when you give want to redeem ma'aser sheni, if you're the original owner, you have to pay an extra fifth. If you are anybody else, you just pay whatever the value is. What about a wife? Says in the Braisa, ain't
easy. Let's say he was paid with the end of his
ma'aser. No, he wants the food over here locally. What's the idea? I'm taking the food from you, you take the money up. I want the food locally, so therefore, why should I go to the store? You're in the man's neighbor. So I'll buy it. Ainisha paid the ma'aser sheni below chaimish. A woman is not paid the ma'aser sheni. She, a woman, has to add a chaimish. Now, whose field are we talking about? Why does she have to add a chaimish? A mayor says, Isha paid the ma'aser sheni below chaimish. You paid without paying that extra fifth. Now, what's going on here? Hey, chidami. Elema bezuzi the balance of husband's money. Ma'aser the balance is ma'aser. She's just being a shliach. Why shouldn't she have to add the fifth? Shlichus the balance of the. Ellen Avad Bezuza the da must be her money, Umaisa the day and his money. So why should she add a fifth? If it's her money and she was able to get money somehow, for example, Nixim Maluk, why should she add a fifth? Ish Amrachman, a man in his own, Isha, why should she say, even though it's her husband, but it says her money, why should she give a fifth? The acting lo achamana. Someone else gave her $100 to her and said on the condition that it doesn't go to your husband. And go a step further. And he said, on the condition, I want you to use the money to be paid to the ma'aser. So this is the even according to Rabbi Elazar, this is the machlekes that Meir and Rabbanan. The Meir says that no, the money does not belong to her, go straight to the husband. And according to Rabbanan, it belongs to her. And Vaz said, a condition that all you use it for ma'aser. And Meir says, if so, she has nothing to do with the husband, her money. It must be talking about her husband's ma'aser. It's her money, and how is it her money? A person gave it to her on this condition. And yet, she's able to. She does not have to give the fifth. She doesn't give the fifth. So we see from the Chayla what.
Use that as a tax loophole. He can get away. He can save himself a fifth every term and get his wife to do the pigeon.
No, but the money has to be. Someone else gave her the money on the condition of the husband. All she uses for is to be paid to the ma'aser. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Sorry?
She wants something to eat. She's got.
They know that the husband's a karga yid, hardly gives her any food. So exactly, he wants to give her have more. He says throughout Shas, Eifach. He always says it, you know, Eifach. Turn things around. Just change the names around.
Isn't that like a last resort answer?
Bye, it's his first resort. Rav always then comes along and says, Loim loy tefach. Loim loy tefach. V'hocha b'maisedim. Also, b'maisedim, awesome b'nei nosha skin. A maised that came from her family. Came from her family. Her father died, and he had ma'aser sheni in the Yerusha, and she yashened it with the rest of the Rechasim. And that's called Nichsim Malug. And in this case, and what? But I made the time, the husband has no shaykhs to it because ma'aser sheni is mama gevoyu. The Omar, ma'aser mama and hegdushu, ma'aser, what's that? Ma'aser belongs to Ebishtha, but like Kono Lebal.
So why do we put the chayv of the ma'aser sheni on the husband Bichlal?
His field. In this case, it's not the bride. Exactly. Where does the bride say a word about a husband? We just assumed. So you might say, no, don't do the husband. Here we're talking about it's a wife's maise because she yashed in the field from her grandfather. And usually, even Nixim Malug, the husband has a chelik and he gets a paidus. But not when it comes to maise sheni. Why not? Because Mele Tamei, he says, maise is mom and hegdish. He wants to ebishte. If it has nothing to do with it. That's why, nothing to do with this. I mean, nothing to do with owning money and nothing to do with your husband. This is her field, everything is hers. But the husband has no shchelik in it. The husband has no shchelik in it because he doesn't get the paid or anything else. So that even though she uses the money from her husband, even if she uses money, if the husband, it's not his meiser. So it's like the husband's money. We're talking about, no, the maid holds the money belongs to the husband. It's taking the husband's money. But whose fruits are they? They're her fruits because she yashed from her father. He has a chayyim. Not when it comes to maisa, because I made holds a maisa sheni mama gavoyu belongs to the Eibishter. So the husband has nothing. It's his money. Her maisa, so it's like two different people. So she's acting. She's using the husband's money. So it's like an achar being paid it, and therefore you don't give the fifth. That's how Rabbi holds the fifth. And the man holds you do give the fifth. The tamayu, the ami mom and head, you do maisa shame mom and head. It's the husband's money and the husband's maisa, and therefore you got to get the fifth. The kari
leba. This is what
Rabbi is saying.
No, but
Abai
wouldn't agree with Rabbi on this.
Abai says efuch. Why Abai doesn't answer? I don't know.
No, what are Rabbi saying? What Abai is saying?
I don't know. I don't know. Everything he says here, everyone agrees to. Abai is learning that it's not talking about a case where she yashed from her father and has money. So he learned faket. He learns the way he originally learned that it's her money that she yashed, that somebody gave her on the condition that you only use it for bepaida and not the husband money. And he learned push up shot.
So in other words, Abai would agree with Rava, but he would say in the circumstance with somebody else.
In the Braise, it doesn't look like Shneverter. Your shot that it's just her maisa and his money. When the Bai says Einisha Poida, sounds like it's her money.
Yeah.
So Pashup Shah is like Abaya. But the only way to learn like Abaya is turn the names around. Rava says, I'll kvetch in this way. Let's do Rashi. Rashi, Einisha Poida, Maisha Tal Pei. So that's right. Now we think, Maisha Shaini Shum is the Baila from the field of a husband, she Kabaila, and she is like the husband, Vikrin Be Masroi. It's considered his Maisha Kifash Lavazam. Isha Poida, Lechayla Mei says, no, she could, without adding, she's a stranger, the Lav, the Da, who is not hers. But Ein Maisif and Chaimish, you do not have a fifth opinion, Maisha Vagdashis, El the Baila, only for the husband, the original owner. Shlechusa of the Lechayla, she's doing his Shlechis of my time in the Manama, Poida, Lechayla, why is that made without a Chaimish? Must be Bezuzet, her money, the Nixim, Maluk, how does she have money from the Nixim, Maluk? His maisa, therefore she's a stranger. That's the case. Isha, why would anybody argue? Everyone should agree that she doesn't have to give the fifth. Isha, a person with his own maisa. Isha, not a woman with her own money from the maisa of a husband. Isha, kachad, like somebody else. So must be talking about somebody gave him money. I'm a nash, a tivdi boy, on the condition that you use his money only for one purpose, for the sole purpose of redeeming the maisa. Like another person. Leave the belechaimish, and she's treated like another person according to me. You don't have to add the fifth. The moment you said kni, koni lebaila rabban hold. The moment you say kni, it belongs to the husband. In this price here, the rabban. So the husband, if he have to add a fifth, hilchok zuzi having amid the bals, his money which the chusa of the she's doing his shliches, and the ish me maasray kareina beis, as if he's giving from his own. Either woman's doing it, whether it's a woman's his shliach. The only way they gave her the money was if the money remains with her in order to be paid to the Maisir. She should be treated like a separate person, leave this below without a chaimish. So exactly the opposite we learned before. So Rabbi says, change the pshatim around. But Rabbi says, the Aisim Ibn Nosha, she has the tvu is hers. Shemesavia, her father died. He had Maisa Shani in the Yerusha, the Yerushalayim Sharon Chosim, she yashed it with everything else, the Yerusha, Bolo, Lacha, Mekan, Nixim, Malugain. Any Yerusha comes in, is considered Nixim, Malug, which means that the husband has the Paytas. Vehikr ben Karka, you buy Karka, who are the Paytas. But not when it comes to Maisa Shani, according to the Mayor. Ramei, the Tamei. Ramei says, so the money is the husband's money. And the Maisa Sheni is the Sheyashed. So Amei Yilatayme Dom Lekama Maisa Mamon Gevoyu Maisa belongs to Hashem. Vachi Lasim Mishuchin Gevoyu. Whatever you're eating from the Eibishter Hichrochein. Nikashan Lechassel and Mikan Yebal. It's not like any other Lechassel. The husband is a chelik. Yeah, but I can't think about the Peter's Lebal. Hichr therefore Lezochi Bei the husband not Zeicher. Therefore, it's the wife's Maisa with the husband's money. It's a stranger's money. You don't pay the fifth. Hichri Parkel Abezuzid the Baal. And when you redeem it with the money of the husband, because all her money belongs to the husband. And we're not talking about a case where somebody says, "I'm giving it to you on the condition." Nothing to do with that. It's a regular case. Love the Masrei who, it's like said his Maisa, the Zuzu Lechad, the Maisa Lechad, Zuzu Sefer Maisa. Exactly.
So according to Rabbi, when you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy produce in Yerushalayim to eat, that produce you're eating is Mishul from Gavoya.
Yeah, 100%. We'll have that later with Kedushin. The Gemara talks about if a man gave a woman Maisa Shein, then you Mekudush me with it. Is she Mekudush or not? That's the Machlekes.
Can you Mekudush with Shlomim?
Same machlekes, according to B.A.C. who says that Shlom is same machlekes, yeah. Rav Shimon, who says that Rav Shimon said that Shlom is kachibalim. Rabbanon tamayla mamon hedyu. If a chayla tekanti rabbanon, if it's mamon hedyu, then the rabbanon is a kind of chal. Upeders lebal kishanis melug. The kivin the bezuz lebal porke boy chaminy fifth. Second one right to that. Tanami learns seven lines in the bottom. Yoytei b'shen va'ayin v'roshe evorim. That not only even though the pasuk says you go out free, knocking out the guy's eye or tooth. Also, all other 24 limbs that get knocked out, he sets them free. She ain't on chayzim, but only if you knock them out in the way. way that they cannot be cured. Like a tooth can grow back, and the eye can be going back. Same thing here. No, teeth don't grow back. Yeah, and you will talk about it. Very good. A tooth and an eye, ksivas and mefesh and a pasuk. El roshi evadim min olam. Who told you the rest of evadim? If you're not cut, he set free. Maybe you just got to reimburse him or whatever. Dum yid shen va'ayin. We compare it to shen va'ayin. Ma shen va'ayin mumim shebigoli. Just like a shen va'ayin, it's a mum shebigoli. These are the criteria. It's visible, and the einan chayzin, they cannot be cured. Av kol mumim shebigoli. Any other mum that's begoli, the einan chayzin cannot be cured. So therefore, that what you compare it to it, and also that they set him free. How do you know? Why don't we say let's say the two psukim that come together, the choshen and gechem, the meditator repeats it twice. It's coming to limit only in these two cases, nowhere else. That you want to, no, we need them both. Once you need shen va'ayin, it's no longer called shnei ksuvin. The kasher achmona shen. The Torah only talks about two. You know, having our thoughts, afilu shen the chalav. Even a little baby, a baby that's weaning from his mother. That even that tooth falls out, and who's an eved is free. Kasach mana ayin, only an eye that cannot be repaired. So therefore, if a tooth it cannot be repaired, but kasach mana only ayin, I thought ma ayin shenivri imo yalim that he was born with. Av kol shenivri imo was created with him. Avo shen leitzicha, but a tooth no. I was a tooth, you were born, but it came to your life later. Maybe it's not really a part of you, and therefore, like we know, when it comes to tumas kvarim, it doesn't apply. So therefore, we would have thought it doesn't exist. Tzichel if you need both.
Any blemish that you can see.
So therefore, 24 limbs. Yes. Just
where
a proper limb.
It's
not here. It's in the, we'll have in Bechedas there where it talks about by Kohenim, the Evorim. Says the Gemara, the Ema.
Don't you have to have some lotion in the Pasuk to say that?
Oh, the Ema, why do we say? Let's say in the Pasuk. So what you're doing a Mematzinu. We're comparing. Freddy Gemara, what we have over here, Moshe's famous thing about a klal prad. Why don't we say kiyake? It says in the pasuk, if you hit the eye of your eved or the eye of your maid, and then it says, and you hurt her or you cause damage, lachavshi shachenu, you go free. So why don't you look at this? Kiyake is a klal, hitting any part of the body. Then it says shen va'ayi, and the psukim say
24B1.
What happened to you? Are you smoking water?
Wrong volume.
Is there a third volume of condition? Oh, okay.
That's the New Testament.
Only eye and a tooth and nothing else. So let's say, let's limit it to an eye and a tooth. No, we have a klal afterwards. It says in the pasuk right afterwards, you heard her. La chavshi yishalchenu, to freedom you should set her. So send her. So therefore, chazav v'kolal on any basis. Klalu prat to klal. What's the rule by klalu prat to klal? You have an inclusive word, a specific word, another inclusive word. What do you do? I atadon ela ke'ena prat. So you only compare, you only include similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish, just like the prat is mefurish, mum shebegoli. The prat is a revealed mum. The einel chayzin cannot be cured. Af kol mum shebegoli. The einel chayzin is the same thing. Prat. The prat has one more thing that, because the prat are both things that actually affect your work. If you can't see with one eye, you no longer have your bearings right, you can't work in many areas. You can't drive. If you're a driver, and if you're missing a tooth, maybe not. You need the two dimensional. It takes a while to train your eye to be able to one eye see both. You know, get depth, a feeling of depth. That's what's missing. And also a tooth. Maybe his job is to eat something. He's a chef, and not having a tooth, he can't chew properly, so he can't work out if it's tender or not tender. It impacts on his work. So, prat malachtoi, it affects his work somehow. The einu chayze cannot be cured. Avko mumish begoli, any other mumish begoli, the einu chayze, and it cannot be cured. U batum malachtoi, but it also has to impact on his work. And what's the kasha? Maybe takaso. So no, we want to add a third criteria to it. If you want to make a mem matzinu, then you have to compare, or klal prat to klal, then you have to compare it to be me'ain, similar. So you decided the two criteria. There's really a third criteria. An eye and a tooth, besides being visible, and besides is incurable, it also impacts on his work. Masha'en ken, solucheide, all 24 limbs, the kind of damage you had to do, it was a damage that impacts on his work. And what's the problem with that? Because Allah matanya, why did we learn... Tolash bezikna, he gave a guy a schlep, a yank on his beard, with dildul by etzen, and one of the bones down there in the drawer, whatever. Totally moved out of place. in a way that it cannot come back. And Eved Yotzi Bem Lechedis, he goes free. So Lechedis, the question is, I understand that maybe it's visible because you can see now that the face looks disjointed, and I understand that it's not curable, the kind of a bone that you can't just replace. But how does it impact his work? So he looks ugly. So how does it impact his work? And for the
maybe he can't talk properly.
But Weiss says that he could eat. So I'm not exactly sure where the bone exactly was moved out of place. It doesn't affect his eating.
Do you give him any penalty if he?
No. No. You own the guy. He's your chattel.
Okay, so you can't give him anything.
By never DVD, you pay, but he doesn't go free. By never canny, he goes free, and you don't pay. If somebody
freedom,
else,
his freedom is
conversation.
Yes, I'm saying. But obviously, in this case, you could. Because why?
You can't give him any compensation.
Maybe you could chew with a bit painful, but you could chew it eventually. Chew. I don't know.
So one tooth is the same thing.
No, you look at Rashi by tooth. Rashi says Hashem Melilas. Three lines on the top. Rashi says if you're missing a tooth, it prevents you Hashem Melilas from biting. Maybe maybe because you have to eat to get strength, your own strength, and it affects you because you can't eat properly. Can't chew? Maybe give them carrots all day to eat, and they can't eat carrots without a tooth. Maybe it's a vital tooth. But Dilgul by Etzah somehow or another doesn't affect. I'm not sure exactly. But look at the Gemara says here. Now, this I don't think exactly. I was looking yesterday to find exactly what's shot here. The mother is saying, you know what? Let's not use klal or prata klal. Instead, ribuyu. Let's use the rule of ribuy miyad ribuy. So therefore, what do you know by ribuy? By ribuy, you marbe everything. So even though it's not exactly the same, so even though it doesn't impact on his work, we're still be marbid. Freddy Gemara, he marbid everything. Vi dibuhu, I feel he care. Yod, if you hit him on the hand, with some sir, and you put a steam iron on your hand, and suddenly it swelled. And eventually get cured. Nami also the din should be that he should go free because it's a ribuy, any kind of damage. Allah Matanya, why'd we learn he called Yodvid Samsung? So Lachzer ain't never even go free. If you were ribuy, you're mad about everything except something which is totally the opposite.
Because he said if it's chayzer,
but that's if you look klal prat klal, because klal prat klal is very limiting. It has to be exactly like the prat. But the ribuy means no. A ribuy meat is like klal prat klal. When you have the next ribuy, it's marbe everything except something which is totally the opposite. So l'chayd even a temporary thing says the Gemara im kain. Because if you're going to say even temporary,
if it's a temporary thing,
that's what I was asking. Yeah, that's halacha.
By bringing another thing, what you're saying is that the Torah is not tafke.
It's not limited to this.
To this volume that can't regenerate.
Im kain so, shen v'ayin. Shen v'ayin mahanile. If you give me marbe everything, then why did Torah B'chal even highlight shen v'ayin? What for? It must be that they're coming here, in this case, come description. But look at Rashi Dibu here, because Rashi says, what do you mean Dibu? We're talking till now, cloud. Usually when you have a machlekes cloud, part of the cloud, Dibu, Dibu. And then we said last time, when there's no machlekes, we can learn both. Here, if you learn from klal prat klal, you learn one way. Another way altogether. If you learn klal prat klal, it has to impact his work. If you learn ribuy, it doesn't impact his work. Yet, big daf kmin halacha. So we start our klal prat klal, and we move to ribuy, ribuy. Look at Rashi says here. Ribuy has seven lines and narrow lines. Why do we move to ribuy? So Rashi seems to be saying here that
this wasn't a klal prat klal.
Yeah, it was a ribuy. Einu loshen klal, the wording here is not the kind of language you'd use by a klal. Li is nidan b'chlal prat klal. Ella, the wording here is in a way that beribu mi beribu beribu haka. What does that mean? What kind of word is? Yeah, but all the pesukim we had till now is machleik is klal prat klal. Beribu means exact same words, and the machleik was which way learned. Rashi thing here the words tell you must be what word here. I know, but what word? What is about the word? To shachenu. Why is that different than any other klal? You go back, any other klal we learn.
So there you can learn klal or prat klal, because you've got to do with the damage, you've got to do with the chafetzim, right? Here you're moving away from this damage. You say sending me out free.
We have against himotze timotze biyada. We put the word biyada in between. Himotze, if you find it anywhere, that's how you know gaga chaterek afifu. Yada is his hand, and then there's another timotze anywhere. So we say klal prat klal. Why not ribu mi ribu? Timotze is anywhere.
Maybe it is. Maybe
no, it's klal. The Gemara says clear. Klal, klal, klal. The only gag, only things similar to your yad. So it has to be shmira. It has to be shameres.
Which makes Rashi say, well, that how does it work? Specifically, yeah. It's only to be
near. He's learning. You know, Rashi learning Gemara is not machleik because this obviously this is something that everyone is made. So Rashi says the word somehow
something
so
in the lashon apostle.
Yeah.
This example you just give now. Yeah. The person learns ribu miyatribu will have to in this case learn klal about the klal.
No, but we learned last time that with this, the Gemara doesn't mention it. We learned the tesis and zvachim. The Gemara doesn't mention it, then everyone is made. Yeah, whatever the Gemara says. So, but Rashi is saying here, there's no machlekes here. The word here tells you that you don't learn klal brother klal, learn dibur mi dibur. What is it about this word that tells it to you? Anyway, let's go back to Gemara. Okay, back to Gemara. Talk about what we learned. The kulam ever yates from the chayde is everything goes free when you knock out his gouge out of his eye, whatever it is. But vitzodet get shichr. In addition, you still have to give him a bill of divorce. You have to set him free, but you have to give him a bill of divorce. Divid up shimon. Amazing. No, the tater says mechavshi shalchena. Automatically, he's free. No bill of divorce. That made him ainu tzarich. Rabbi Eliezer oim tzarich in Egypt. Tarfon am ainu tzarich. Rabbi Akiva am tzarich. So it's three against two. You need hamachriim lifnei chacham oimim needing divid up tarfon. We like the words interesting. There's three people
the
say
the two.
No, they know Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir says ainu tzarich, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer and Behesis and the first one and Rabbi Shimon say tzarich. The order of the names here also totally inconsistent because the generations are going up and down, up and down. Because Rabbi Shimon and Meir live with Tamid of
Rabbi Akiva.
Akiva. So they're mentioned first. Rabbi Akiva the Tarfon mentioned, and Rabbi Eliezer was the Rebbe of everybody. Yeah, but it was everybody. He's mentioned, you know, as they throw in the middle. So everyone
that's
talks
like
in
the Haggadah.
But there everyone tries to understand the sages
so
and Yonim.
The greatest one is in the middle.
Yeah, but there we say because Bnei Baraki was the Rav and he was this. And here, I don't know. The order here seems to be totally inconsistent. And the Machriim like the words of Tarfon. But like this is how it works. When the Shen V'ayin, because the Toyda mentioned it, then you don't need to get. Shah Toyda Zachsala, the Toyda mentioned it, you don't need to get. The Divid Abakiva B'Shar Eivorim, the rest of the Eivorim, which are not mentioned the Toyda, it's only a Memetzinu, therefore there you take a need to get. Hoyil the Kanas Chachomu, Freddy Mora, Knasu, the Chachomim Kansan, Yenaka, one of his other 20, the other 22 limbs, he goes free. Kroika the Shin, it's a Memetzinu, we dash, oh, we had a Klal Prat Klal. It's only we learn from the Torah, so therefore it's a step lower. And the step lower in the sense is that what? That he needs a get as well. Tesis doesn't understand that. So what is Medrash Chachamim? 99% of the rules that we have in light in Torah are Medrash Chachamim and not the Mefurish in the Torah. So Tamil, the get is only Medrabbanan. Not that that you need a get Mahat Torah. The get is only Medrabbanan. Why? We don't want the master a year later when he's totally cured and nobody can even tell that, whatever. He somehow another masks his emum. The master says, oh, you're still my Eved. And he has no proof. So the Rabbana says, you know what? Give him a get so that we'll have a proof. Yeah. And the second one says, not that it's Mahatayde because we learn from Isha that which is not the same affection as we'll see in a minute. Second one, right? My time, Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon hold that you need a get? Yalev shiluach shuluch misha by woman. You send her away. How through a bill divorce? Here also says about lachov shishachenu. Also bill divorce. My isha b'shtar. I've ever not b'shtar. But I made a meyer. E kasi the tailor would have said shalchenu lachov shi chov shi lebesayif. Said lachachenu last kid. I will learn you shachenu shachenu. Just like by a woman. Hashtu the ksiv lachov shi. First of lachov shi. He's free. Then you should send him out of the house physically. So he's already free before you send him out, which means you don't need a get. Tell him what we learned. He killed an eye and hit him in the eye, he was someone, you blinded him, on the ear, and you made him deaf. Then he set free. What about Keneged Eino? You banged the wall like next to his eye, and he got so scared that he blinded him. No longer can see. Or Keneged Oza, you gave a yell in his ear, or you banged against the wall, now he got so scared, you can no longer hear. Ain't. We'll see him if I'm passing. Ain't ever yaitzib ben lechelinger free. Why not? Are you trying to say the kolal of kluma because the groma and I only scared you there for nothing? But Tani Rama Cheskel Tanugel, there's a rooster. Shahoy shid roisha la avikles chokhus put his head inside a bottle. The tokaboy and gave a gishrei. The shavre and broke the glass. Mishal and the shalom. So we see that voice is a damage. Screaming is a damage. So why if I damage your ear through screaming, why don't I have to pay? And also sus shetana the chamoy shenar, so these animals make their sounds and neighing, and so on. The shavra came with the by the break keli mishal michati nezek. The machlek is if it's a normal thing, and the machlek is whether you pay nezek sholak simchis or chati nezek rabban. But regardless, a voice is a form of damage. So why if you scare your ever, don't you have to give? So what's the interesting thing? Omalei, we learn shiny odd, but it's different. The kivan de bardasu, a person is intelligent. Iyu mivis nafshe. If I scream and got too scared, the animal doesn't get scared. If you got scared, you the one who got scared. You're a pachdan. So therefore, you brought it upon yourself. Even though we learn about a kama, we had already before. So if you scream and here's what you have to pay knas money. We have to pay money. And we had before about the had in the beginning kedusha about money that only the rabbanon, and we said what's an example of a knas that you pay only the rabbanon, only the rabbanon get payment. We said, for example, hatokei lechaveder noisin leisela. If you scream at your friend and you call and he gets scared or whatever, and it causes him damage, you got to pay him a dollar. But that's more you scared him, not because you made him deaf. You just scared him. True, but I don't have to set you free anymore.
It's interesting that the Kohen Meshuch Muhammo warns the Yidden, don't be afraid of the Kohen.
Exactly, the symbols.
He tells them you've got to put it in mind.
And I'll prove it to you.
Mind control works.
Kitanya, we learned, Hamavi.
They make the rash to scare the enemy.
Exactly. Kiratanya Hamavi says Chaveda, if you frighten your friend, potem din yodim in the court, I cannot charge you. V'chayv din shemaim. Keitza toka be'oznoy v'shkrasharon yev v'chosha made you deaf. Potem. The Gemara before talking more about getting scared. Here talking about making you deaf from the scream because you got so scared. Potem. Achzeyu, if I grab your collar v'toka b'oznoy, you say here I really much more. I manhandled you and v'chosha made you deaf than chayiv, because then I really scared you, and it wasn't so much that you brought upon yourself. I made it happen. Talk about what we learned. He K-U-L-A-N, I hit your eye because and your eye became dim. You can still see, but much less than before. Al Shinai, I hit your tooth, Vinodada, became loose. Im Yochel is damaged, but actually, if you can still use your eye somewhat, you can still use your tooth, then ain't never, you can't go free. Otherwise, you do go to free. It has to be permanent. Tanya either. Harisha Hoise Eina Kuhuya, your eye, Chatchila was weak, but you can see. The Sima, and you blinded him. Or Shinai Naduda, your tooth was wrangling, the Hipila, and knocked it out altogether. Im Yochel is damaged, if you were able to use before, ever you had so I ruined you completely. You go free. Im Lavi couldn't use the tooth anyway, then ain't you don't go free. It's the same idea. The principle is both. What's chil? When you both cases, what's sicha? I ashmin hakemai. Only the case I blinded you halfway, or I made you too wobbly. Mishum de mi kara nahayda. But it makes sense why. For you can see perfectly. Bahash the nahayda chisha. Now you can see very weak. So I got to set you free. Avol hoch over here de mi kara nami nahayda chisha. Here the chil you couldn't see that well. So I blinded you. Who said you go free? Ein meloy. The I ashmin hakemai. I only the same case. Mishum de samyel gamri. I totally blinded you. Avol hosam de samyel gamri. I didn't blind you totally. You can still see somewhat. Ein meloy tichin needed. Tell them what we learned. How to show you Rabbi Reif. Let's say you're interesting. Your master was a doctor, and the Eved says to the doctor, paint my eye. They used to paint the eyes over there for health reasons. But I'm like, Likhala ain't it, paint my eye. Visima, and inadvertently, the doctor, he missed or whatever it is, he blinded him. The guy's a dentist. He said, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and dig around my tooth or something. The Hipila. And by mistake, he fell out. Sichibon, the Eved was smart. He was clever. It was a ruse to get the Baal. He knew that the Baal Bosk is a good chance he'll blind him, or a good chance he'll knock it out completely. He played with him, and now he's free. The Yotzel Chedis. Rashbag says no. V'shichasa. The Torah says, V'shichasa, you caused him damage. Achi yiskavim l'shachasa. This doctor wanted to cure him. This is why a son can't be a doctor to his father, because he might hurt him and he can't. But here, the when does the Torah say you have to set the Eved free if you intend to hurt him? Not in this case, intend to hurt him. But Rabbanan, hi, V'shichasa, my Avle. What do they do with V'shichasa? They hold that he still goes free. Let's say you were trying to take the baby out of the maids of the womb. V'sima uber shemeah, while your hand was in there taking out the baby, you blinded the baby. By mistake, you touched his eye and you blinded the baby. Potter. My time with Omer Grover Shichza, she chavin l'shichza. In the case of the doctor, he intended to work with your tooth. He intended to work with your eye. He didn't really intend to hurt you. I want to say, it doesn't matter. You wanted to work with the eye, you go free. Over here, you had no intention of even touching the eye. Your intention was to pull the baby out, to deliver the baby. So therefore, that amida that the baby does not go free. Yeah. Okay. This
would
is a different case.
Uber yerech ima, and therefore,
but she's
it's one of the
involuntary. But it has to be mumshe begalu. Exactly. The idag then it's no longer yerech. The idag mevashiche shach naavke kudase. It could have said, but instead of said veshichato, the extra hay. He was blind. Whatever, he was blind and he just gouged his eye out. Even though he couldn't see before either. My time of Chusin Eivir, who's now lacking the Eivir. But Tanatuna, we learned, Tamuz v'zachrus b'behema, the laws of has to be a complete animal, and a male is only by behema. They ain't Tamuz v'zachrus by bird, we don't care if the bird's not complete. Yochel yofshagap of the wing got dry, nikta ragla, the foot was cut off. Nechta ta'ena was gouged their eyes. That also should be kosher. That has to be that the bird, if it's missing an entire Eivir, then the bird is apostle. Same thing over here. If you gouge the eye, even though it was blind, it's free. Okay, we'll stop here.